This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete. This is our, I guess we can call it our yearly visit concerning elections, be it a general or maybe it's a primary or whatever. But this year, November 6th, is the general election, and pretty soon people have many ways to vote coming up, starting the 27th. I believe people can even vote in your office up to about the time of the election. You can vote by mail, and maybe you'd like to go over the various things of how people can vote here, starting maybe even now, all the way up to the day of the election.
November 6th is election day, but starting September 27th, anyone would be able to come up to my office Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and early vote if they want. We print them out their paper ballot. They'd mark it up just like they would at their polling place and be able to put it in the machine. So that will start the 27th. That runs all the way until the day before the election. As of right now, anyone who would like to vote by mail where the ballot gets mailed to them could go ahead and apply. We won't be able to mail out ballots until September 27th as well. But we've already got just over 500 ballots ready to be mailed out on the 27th. So we've got a lot of people ready to get their vote cast. So we've got that. And then as we do every general election, we will have some temporary early voting sites around the county. We've had actually more sites than we've ever had before, more Saturday hours, more afternoon hours, more evening hours. We're basically everywhere from Verdon to Brighton and Palmyra to Staunton and anywhere in between that they would let us come. So there's really no reason why if someone wants to cast a vote this election, they won't be able to.
The early voting at the various sites throughout the county, that, as you said, it'll be hours of the evening, maybe the afternoon or a Saturday or something like that. But maybe you could inform us, when do those sites start operating? Like, is it around October?
So the first one will be Friday, October 12th, and then basically we'll have every few days at least have one somewhere around the county all the way until the Saturday before Election Day. We'll be open up here at the courthouse from 9 a.m. till noon for folks to vote. So basically the latter half of October we'll be all over the county for anybody that's wanting to vote. That schedule will be in the newspaper. We've got it online at MacoupinVotes.com. We've got it on our Facebook page as events. Facebook is Macoupin County Clerk. So again, you know, if anyone wants to vote, there's really no reason why they won't be able to this time.
How about the places to vote during the election? I think we have a new precinct voting place, at least one of them, correct?
We do, yeah. So the new one is Cahokia 1, which is the Hornsby area. They've been voting at the Cahokia Township building on the main drag in Benelde. They're going to move down the street to the Benelde Civic Center where Cahokia 2 and 5 also vote, try to consolidate the precincts and worked with the township on that one. So we've got that. And then the other one change we've had recently was back in March, but just as a reminder, Carlinville 5, which used to vote at the Church of the Nazarene, now votes at Bothwell Auditorium out of Blackburn College.
As far as our election coming up, just a general overview. I mean, many people obviously know what's going to be on the ballot, but maybe you could go over a little bit of all of the different things that will be voted on, and maybe we can take a look at Macoupin County or any special questions or referendum.
Sure. So, you know, obviously we've got the statewide offices are up. Our congressional seat is up. Both of the state senators that represent Macoupin County, their spots are up and state reps. The countywide offices and then most of the county board districts are up. So most folks in the county will have a chance to vote on their county board members. We've got a few questions. There is an advisory referendum, which basically just means a poll regarding should the legislature restrict gun ownership in the future. That'll be countywide. Everyone will be able to vote on that. For folks in the Fosterburg Water District, that's down by Dorchester and Bunker Hill Townships, they've got a question on whether or not the Fosterburg Water District trustees should be elected instead of appointed. So that'll be on the ballot. North Palmyra has a question regarding whether or not the township should remain dry. And then the Shipman Ambulance Service has another advisory question on regarding whether or not a special service area should be established for property taxes for that.
It doesn't come up too much. Maybe it comes up more in consolidated elections, but if there's a situation where there's a write-in, could you maybe go over the proper way to do a write-in vote now if one chooses to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. So for a write-in candidate, they would have had to have turned in a form to my office saying that they were a write-in candidate earlier this month. So we've got a few in some different races. So when that happens, we put a write-in line on the ballot. So if someone were to want to write in a candidate, they would need to fill in the oval, just like they would for anyone else on the ballot, and then go ahead and write that candidate's name in as well. It doesn't have to be perfect. I always use the example of if I were running, as a write-in, I would be Pete Duncan. But there's, you know, some aunts down in Gillespie that still call me Peter Duncan, so they might write down Peter. Voter intent, I think that's pretty clear who it was. So it doesn't have to be exact. But for those that like to write in either their own name or their friend's name or Mickey Mouse and Superman, none of those votes count. Only the write-in votes where the candidate turned in the form to my office ahead of time would actually be counted on Election Day.
Again, sometimes there's always a question of, oh gosh, I just came to the area, or I don't even know if my registration's correct. What do you advise people for voting in the November 6th election to do?
Yeah, so if you're unsure if your registration is up to date or if you're even registered, you can always call our office and we can double-check your registration. Or anytime you can go to MacoupinVotes.com and do the voter lookup. You would just need to type in your name and the zip code that you think you're registered at. If you're active, it'll pop right up and you'll be able to double-check your registration. If you're not there, then we'd have an issue. We'd need to get you registered. And the close of registration is going to be October 9th this year. But as in years past, starting October 10th, anyone who would need to register or change their registration would be able to come up to my office and do what's called grace period voting, where they'd register and vote the same day. And that'll run all the way through Election Day. Folks would be able to do that just at my office. Not at their polling place, but at my office on Election Day.
A question that seems to be always coming up. We're in one election, but it seems they all overlap, and maybe we should ask you, what's sort of going on now? Are there things that people should be thinking about for an upcoming election, or where do we stand as far as after November 6th?
Yeah, it is crazy to think about, but the last 2 weeks I have actually been crisscrossing the county meeting with clerks to talk about the April 2019 election. So that's fully underway. As of right now, anyone who would want to run for a city, a school district, a park district, a fire district, or library district, they could start circulating their petitions, get signatures to get on the ballot. That filing is going to take place the week of December 10th through the 17th. And then I'll be working with the clerks to get the ballots ready after that. And then for the few cities and villages that still have caucuses for their nominations, the caucus this year is going to be December 3rd. So I've been meeting with the clerks to get them all set for that as well. But yeah, you know, we barely even started the 2016 election and we're already raring to go for the 2019 election. It's crazy.
Now, that is basically for, as you say, schools and cities and stuff, because things like townships and stuff are on a different cycle, right?
Right, right. Township offices are only up every 4 years, so the next time those will be up will be 2021.
Any questions that one has? I know you've gave out the stuff again, but they can always go to a couple places I know where they can get information or contact your office, and I'll let you give that information one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. So MacoupinVotes.com is the election website. It's got just a ton of tools and information for anyone who may have questions. They can always call us at the office anytime, 217-854-3214, extension 707. And with an election question, if you want to email elections@macoupincountyil.gov, that would hit all of my election clerks and myself. So anytime they've got a question or maybe a concern, let us know. We'll try to take care of it for them.
McCoupic County Clerk Pete Duncan, thank you for joining us on the forum.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.